words chosen for this morning are found in the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel, the 34th verse and following. But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he defies the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." In Jesus Christ, great David's greater son, dear fellow redeemed, there are probably no two people more closely connected in Scripture than David and the Lord Jesus. That connection is seen throughout the Scriptures as Gabriel announced to Mary the birth of the child. It was foretold the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. In the Christmas message to the shepherds, it's explained, "For unto you is born this day," where? "In the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." When the sick and the burdened cried out to him for help, they sighed, "O Son of David, have mercy upon us." Jesus the Messiah is even referred to as David in prophecy, long after old King David was dead and buried. God, through Ezekiel, declared, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them and be their shepherd." There would be a new and greater David. When one stops to compare the life of David and Jesus, we see many similarities. They were both born in Bethlehem. They were of the descent of Jesse. David, as a young man, shepherded the sheep of his father, fighting to defend them. And so this week we have heard again and again Jesus' words, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." David defeated the Goliath, the giant Goliath, freeing his people from Philistine servitude. But Jesus, on a much grander scale, defeated the great giant Satan, freeing all of us from the tyranny of death and hell. There are many similarities that we want to look at between these two individuals. And yet this morning we especially want to think about this: the shepherd, like David, only greater. First we look at the boy, David. In our mind's eye this morning, let's go back to 1000 B.C., world quite different from our own. We're in Palestine. We're entering the village of Bethlehem. Here lives Jesse and his sons. The youngest one is David. Because he was the youngest son, he was responsible for the more menial tasks in the household, including shepherding his father's sheep. Remember that when Samuel came to anoint him as king, they couldn't find him. He was out with the sheep, was the point. Now, in Bible times, past sheep were not fenced. They didn't have barbed wire like we have today. But rather, the shepherds would tend their sheep, leading them to green pastures and gentle waters. So shepherds like David were out there with their sheep. The place of the gentle flowing waters was an absolute necessity for the sheep in that dry, arid climate. Here lurked the wild predatory animals, sad to say, at the same time, waiting to attack the sheep. Many times shepherds like David, as he notes in his text, had to defend their flocks from bears, from lions, from wolves, David says. Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a bear or a lion came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. It even happened that as a shepherd was destroying a ravening animal, he lost his own life. In one last desperate attempt, the dying animal ripped open the shepherd's throat. The shepherd was able to destroy the animal, but in so doing, he lost his own life. He saved the sheep, but at the expense of himself. So great was the shepherd's love. Now this picture, the picture of the Old Testament shepherd, the shepherd boy Jesus, is what's behind those beautiful words that we've listened to all week. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Every one of us here this morning, by nature, are wandering sheep. We were lost in hatred, anger, covetousness, greed, all stemming from original sin. Satan, that old lion, had attacked us, grabbed us by the neck, and was dragging each and every one of us to his den in hell, where we would be devoured eternally. And sad to say, we didn't even mind that life that much on our own. And we can still see that corruption within us right now in our old sinful flesh, can't we? Think of the things that we do that we never intended to do. That root of corruption is still there. Yet the good shepherd, the shepherd greater than David, came to the defense of each and every one of us. He did battle with the old lion, that great giant, that hellish Goliath, throughout his life, culminating in the battle of the ages on the cross. There he crushed the old wolf under his feet, freeing us from his grasp. He ransomed us with his own blood. But as he was defeating the old wolf, he lost his own life. He received the death bite from that old lion, Satan. And thus he died, winning our salvation. But thanks be to God, we were not left like sheep without a shepherd. For on the third day, he rose triumphant, our victorious Savior. He is indeed the greater David. And right now, this morning, we look at the beautiful statue in front of us. The Good Shepherd isn't gone far away. He is present with us in his word and sacraments, with his arms extended to us. He guides and leads us all this journey through, providing all that we need for body and life. And even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is there for you. We've all experienced those times when everything is absolutely black, when it appears that there is absolutely no hope, when we can't even keep our minds straight on what we're supposed to be thinking about. Those valleys at that time know that your Lord Jesus is there. The Good Shepherd is there. In those times when the enemies are all around, he prepares his table before us in the presence of our enemies. He feeds us with himself in holy word and blessed sacrament. Regardless of your burden this morning, look at the statue. He is there. He is here for each and every one of us. And when it seems like we don't have the strength to go another step further, then he takes us up out of the confusion of this maddening world and holds us in his arms like that beautiful picture of the Good Shepherd and keeps us secure. He will never leave you nor forsake you all the way to heaven's home. It's our only hope in this present veil of tears. The shepherd boy David defeated a bear and a lion fighting for his father's flocks. He downed the evil giant with his slingshot, freeing his people from Philistine servitude. But thanks be to God, on a scale immeasurably greater, the Good Shepherd laid down his life for you and for me. He crushed the old giant under his feet in death and rose triumphant from the grave. He is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for you. In him, you're secure today, regardless of how you feel inside. He is holding you secure. He will never let anyone pluck you out of his hand. Amen. Let us arise. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you that you sent your Son, the greater David, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep. All of us by nature are wandering sheep, but he has returned us to the fold of your church. Send your Holy Spirit through the green pastures of the means of grace to strengthen us in our faith so that we remain forever in the loving arms of the Good Shepherd. In his name we pray, in which name we also pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We continue with the hymn.